Hello and welcome to the Pop Council podcast. My name is Jacob. I'm your host. And this week, I would like to have a few words about physical and digital media. Okay. I'm a bit drunk. Not very. I wouldn't drive a vehicle. However, I normally do not drive a vehicle if I have had any alcohol. Just so you know, I am going to drink one last beer. It's the last beer in the fridge. So here we go. And well, that's a mighty fine beer. Frosty cold. So yeah, we're not going to be talking about a game in particular or whatever, what have you, but been thinking about digital and physical media recently. I've been thinking, I think about this all the time, actually, like all of the time. And I don't even know where to begin. I'll start off with the most recent example. Okay, I'm going to start out with this generation. So PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4. So I was never going to be like digital media. I wasn't going to buy games digitally and download them. I wanted the discs. I wanted to be able to take the discs somewhere, like to my friend's house or my in-law's house. Shout out. My mother-in-law listens to the show, I found out. So, hello. How are you? So, I never wanted to buy games digitally. It just felt weird. I wanted the disc. I wanted the case. I wanted the collection. And on PS3, I bought discs. I did buy digital games. If, you know, Journey, for instance, when it comes out, it's on the PlayStation Network. It's not on a disc. It comes to disc later, much, much later. But I, for games like that, I have no problem. I mean, if it's only digital, I'll buy it digitally. I had no issue there. But typically bought discs only on PS3. PS4 comes out, and I have the same philosophy. I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Then I find out that even when you put the game in the system, it downloads, it installs onto the hard drive. So it's like, okay, well, it's already consuming hard drive space, regardless of digital versus physical. I don't have to leave my house to buy or get it. Then, and I remember, I think the first game I did this with, when I purchased, when I pre-ordered and then pre-downloaded, was The Witcher 3. So you buy the game, it downloads when you purchase it, or close to release, and then it unlocks at like midnight or just before that, and you're playing it right then and there. And you're done. I was like, oh, I'm done buying discs. I was like, this is just so easy. I have plenty of hard. I upgraded my PS4's hard drive. Like, as soon as I bought it, I put a 2 terabyte hard drive in it. So space is never an issue. Or it hadn't been an issue. So I was like, this is just a no-brainer. Then I got to a point where, oh God, and man, my fucking jaw still hurts. I am recording this back to back against last week's, and God damn, it really feels like somebody is, oh, I cannot describe it. It's not the worst pain I've ever felt, not even close, but it's like, geez, I'm like trying to talk. Like, this is not ideal. So it's not ideal. I should record. You know what? I should record a shitload of these, because if something happens to my fucking face here, and I'm screwed, you know, all my loyal fans are going to be fucked for content. Oh my God. Sorry. Continuing on. I got to a point where I would get a game like, I wonder what one of the first games was where I said, well, I want to buy this physically. I can't remember. One that's popping out to me right now is Resident Evil 7. Resident Evil 7 comes out, and I'm like, well, I kind of want the disc because I have so many Resident Evil games on disc already that I'm like, this one I feel like I can put toward the collect, like a literal collection of games. I have PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. Like, I would like to continue that physical collection. And again, most recently, Resident Evil 2 comes out, and I bought that physically, the deluxe version. Shout out Capcom, murdering it. So there's that. But I have no problem. Now I buy it like God of War I bought digitally. Because I have the collection, but I don't have like, you know, the PlayStation. I don't have like the huge depth of physical media for it. You know, Horizon I bought digitally. Spider-Man I bought digitally. You know, so I don't know. So I never thought that I would want to buy digital games like that until it became just easy. Until, you know, it was just a no-brainer. Then I get a Nintendo Switch. And I was like, oh, here is an issue. You've got Nintendo, who... hasn't proven themselves in the online service space, I should say. They have to sell me on like being consumer friendly to me. Like, I feel like nothing's going to happen to my PlayStation library. Like, I don't know why. Maybe that's stupid and naive, but I really feel like I bought these games and I don't feel like they're going to fuck me over somehow. I know that's a fear with some collectors and some people who really want to preserve physical media. And I do like physical media. Like, I like the option. Like, I definitely like the option. So I have been buying, Switch games on cartridge because Nintendo games hold their value like crazy. You know, they just closed the Wii fucking store. I just don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how it's going to pan out. You know, PlayStation's so successful online and the PlayStation Network. I just feel like it's going to continue into the next generation where the PlayStation Network, the PlayStation Store, it's all going to carry over. You're going to have your purchases. Now, if we get to PlayStation 5 and they say, you know, it's a whole new system again and you have to rebuy, you know, The Last of Us, I'm going to be like, no, I'm done. Then I'm not going to be very happy. Like, the PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4, you didn't have your... you didn't have a crossover. Like, you couldn't just buy... the games just didn't transfer because they weren't backwards compatible. So that didn't really bother me either. I gotta adjust my sitting. My seating. But if the... And most people assume so far... I think, at least the people I listen to, would say that the PlayStation 5 will be backwards compatible with, at minimum, the PlayStation 4. I can't imagine they would make you repay for those games. Now, if there's some sort of an extra feature for having the, like, if it's a remaster or if it's like, well, this game has enhanced features, then I could see paying for more. But if I can just download my PS4, you know, version on my PS5, I'm fine with that. Now, hopefully that's what happens. If not, I'm going to be very, very disappointed. But back to the Switch. So I've only bought one digital game, and I have all first-party studios, the Marios, the Zeldas. I bought a game called Gris. I haven't played it. I don't know what it's about. It just looks pretty, and I was like, fuck it. I'll play it one day, and I bought it. Because I have a job, and I have money. So that's what I do. Not to brag, I don't have that much money. But digital media, I mean, obviously, we're going that way. One day, there won't be discs. It'll be like music. If you walk into a Best Buy, and fucking Best Buy won't even be around, you're not buying CDs. Like, no, who's doing that? Nobody. Nobody's even buying music anyway. They're just using Spotify. I use Spotify. I'm about to cancel it just because I don't use it that much. So anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Wow, the wind just fucking damn near blew my house over. So I have a very large digital library, and here's the other thing. PlayStation Plus was another thing that got me, and I was like, I have so many games that I can download, and I'm not really worried about it, though, because, like, if I lapse, I'll probably never lapse the subscription. Like, I'm in it for life now. They got me hooked. I'm a PlayStation fan. We know this. But if they were like, we're taking these games away, I'd be like, whatever, because the ones that I've loved, I would just go buy. Like, there's a few games that I really love that I've played on PlayStation Plus that I would want to own forever, own forever, because, yeah, we know it's just a license technically. But if they fucked you over, I mean, they would fucking lose everything if people lost all their games. They would lose everything. And everything's becoming subscription-based, and, you know, I just don't think that's going to happen. PlayStation is one of the most profitable thing for Sony. I don't think they're trying to fuck with it too much, right? You know, just trying to keep everybody happy. So the few games that I would want, like, okay, number one, Resogun. I don't own that game. I have it on PS Plus, and I've had PS Plus for fucking ever. So, like, I can play Resogun whenever I want. Now, if something happened and I couldn't play it, like, PS, something happened, I would just buy it. Now, I've always thought, like, man, should I just give them the money? Because, like, this is, like, one of my favorite games of all time. And I don't, because, again, I can just still play it. And I bought all their other games on PS4. None of them come close to me, in terms of Resogun. Resogun is my absolute favorite game from Housemarque. Nothing comes close. And no offense to them. I'm just like, that game, you know, Colin was right. That game is perfect. And then they put DLC in it all. I just like the base game. Whatever. I love it. I think I dropped out of the top 10 in one of the levels for high score. But I had top 10 at one point. So I won a cookie and a medal, or a beer. But I bought all their other titles on PS4. I think it's Nex Machina, that I like. That's kind of similar, but there's just nothing that's come close to me for Resogun. I mean, anyway, I'll get out of Resogun's ass. DMC, the Devil May Cry reboot thing, or whatever, reimagining. I don't know what it is. I played that on PS3. I loved it. But I bought the remaster on PS4. Because they see, I got the PS3 version for free, played it, beat it, and then I was like, oh, they made a remaster, and then on PS Plus, it was discounted to like 10, I don't know, fucking like 10 bucks or some shit. I was like, fuck, yeah, I'll have it. I'll have it forever. Again, in my head, hopefully it's forever, and they don't go, psych, you're all fucked. Thanks for the money. Thinking about PS Plus, that gets me into free games on the Vita. I bought a Vita, and I spent a shitload of money on that thing because I was like, I have so many PS Plus games, all these digital games, that, I mean, it's like a no-brainer. So I get it, and I have all these games. I buy the 32-gig card. I got so many games on this thing. But then I'm thinking, this is a portable system. Why would I don't want to buy a car. I don't want to carry cards around, little cartridges. I don't want to carry this shit around. I want it all. I want it the fucking biggest memory card. And I just want to carry the games on it, on the system, and walk around. So that's what I did. And if I haven't mentioned it before, I know I have, but if you didn't listen to a previous episode, I'm not a huge mobile fan. I play the Vita at home, not really recently, but like I would play it at home. I took it to work a few times on off days, like slow days, and I played some games, but I'm not, you know, I don't have a crazy commute on a train, or I don't fly. I don't have all this shit that, you know, that's just not like how I like to play games. So I typically just dick around with it at home. So when I got the Switch, another portable device, that's what I immediately thought. Like, oh, I'll just have the games digitally. And they don't have these crazy expensive memory cards. You can just get a standard little micro SD. You know, I got a 200 gig SD thing. I'll just put all those. And then I thought, God, I just don't know if I can trust Nintendo, though. I feel like probably I can, but I don't know. I just don't know. So I have gotten the physical cards on that. But so that's interesting. Interesting way in. You got like a peek behind the curtain into my mind on how, you know, I'm for this one way and maybe not this way. And I trust this company, but I don't trust this company yet. And shit like that. I would trust Microsoft. I think they're probably market leader on giving you or letting you purchase the game and letting you play it anywhere you want. That seems like a good idea. I'm very interested to see what they do. Next generation, like maybe you do buy a disc and you put it in a computer and you get a key and you go, hey, now I can put it on playing on this, and maybe that already happens. I don't fucking know. I don't play Xbox. God. But yeah, the other wrinkle to this was I was thinking of physical media, digital media, and how I used to love going to the rental store, the video rental store. When I found out the video rental store had video games, I was like, let's fucking go. I want to live there. And my parents hated it because we didn't live that close to the rental store. So it was like kind of a fucking drive to take a movie back. Redbox didn't exist. Obviously, nothing online existed. And so if you rented a movie, you got to fucking drive all the way back. You got to take it. Otherwise, you get late fees. Now you got to pay fucking 15 bucks for a rental of Tomb Raider, the movie with Angelina Jolie. Congratulations. You might as well have bought it, you moron. God. And then, oh, you fucking lost the sleeve. My friend turned a video game back into a rental store, and it was in the box, but the sleeve was gone. and they charged him $40. And he was like, I'm not paying this. I guess we're not going to go here anymore. And that was the end of that. So, like, you're fucked. You can't even go to that place anymore. That's a funny story that I thought of just now. but I remember getting a Netflix subscription for Christmas, I believe. It could have, I think it was Christmas, for my brother. He gave me like I think it was a good amount of time. It was like a solid subscription period. We had high-speed internet, so we didn't, I had just moved into a new house with my parents. He was already moved out. He's older than me. I have an older brother. And so I, you know, don't make any of the decisions or whatever. I'm living in the basement at this point. I have terrible Wi-Fi. I don't have a solid internet connection. And at this point, Netflix is still mainly video by mail. And I don't even know if you can still get them. I think you can. I wouldn't know because I don't use it. But I would get Blu-rays from Netflix. And I was like, this is fucking so much better. First of all, besides the fact that you're going to get fucked on new releases because that shit is all gobbled up like too early. So you got to be really quick. But there's no late fees. So it's like, oh, I kept this fucking movie a month. Like, yeah, you wasted your money, but you really, I mean, not really. Like, it's not even close to as bad as it would have been in a video store format, like a walk-in brick-and-mortar store. So you might have spent $10 a month on one movie, but it was like, it would have been like $60 to $80. It would have been more. I mean, you might as well have just worked there for fucking that one movie. So you might have fucked yourself a couple months in a row or some shit on keeping a movie too long or something dumb, but it was still a better deal. And then when it was mostly, I had a Blockbuster subscription too, same as Netflix, when Blockbuster was like, fuck, maybe we should get in on this. So they were competitive and the prices were competitive. Blockbuster kind of sucked anyway. Obviously Netflix won. But I remember trying to stream one of these movies in the basement, and I think it was Blockbuster. I'm pretty sure it was on their website. I think it was an X-Men movie. Might have been First Class. I don't know if that sounds right, but it might have been. But I tried to stream it, and it just buffered, and it was like, it took me like 2 hours to watch 10 minutes. And I was like, well, this is fucking shitty. So that was never going to work for me down there. So I stuck to physical media. Then I get married. I move out of the house. I'm in my new house. I got high-speed internet. I got a solid, decent internet connection. And guess what? No more movies coming to the house. It's all fucking streaming. And that's it. That's just the way it is. And it's quick. And sometimes I use Vudu or PlayStation Network to stream movies, rent them for a few bucks. And full HD, 1080p. I don't know what the fuck people are calling what these days. I don't have 4K TV. I don't watch anything in 4K. My internet connection probably wouldn't even hold it. 1080p is fine for me. Point being, it takes a couple seconds to buffer out, and it goes beep, and you can see all the pixelation goes away. So when the movie starts, it's like, that looks like shit. In like 5 seconds, it's like, boom, full quality. Everything's fine. You know, surround sound, you know, it's fine. It's just convenient. It's perfect. So it's sad when you think like, oh, it was fun going to like movie stores and shit. It's like, there is a certain nostalgia for it, but like, I would not want to set foot in. I wouldn't even want to go to a Redbox. I wouldn't want to literally get into a car and go to, like, if I'm on the couch and my wife is making dinner or whatever, or she's reading a book, or just we're on the couch together, and I'm like, hey, you want to watch a movie? Sure. Click, click. Like, there's nothing you can you can't compete with that if you're not digital. Like, it's crazy to think about. I'm not that old, and not that long ago, that was not happening. It's like, technology moves very quickly, very quickly. Yeah. So I do hear a lot of people talk about the nostalgia of going. I remember the one local video rental store that we had when I was living with the right before I moved out. So I was still living with my parents. That was like the fucking go-to for this town that I lived near. Like, that was the shit. I mean, it was always, there was people there all the time. And it was hilarious, because their like decorations, or I don't even know what you want to call them. Like, their banners and their posters and their signage, it was all old as fuck. Like, and it was like, oh, we rent games, all this. Nintendo 64, PlayStation 1. Like, you walk in and these fluorescent lights are like, and they had those big giant projection TVs built into the wall. And it was like the oldest shit ever. And it was like, still hanging around, and you walk in and you see all the fucking movies and you're picking them out, and the movies in the front next to the window are all sun faded out. It was just bizarre. I mean, it looked, even then, so this was a while ago, but even then it looked like the store had never, like, you took a picture of it and you just walked right into it from 20 years before that. It's like, Jesus Christ. I wish I would have gotten some of that shit, those posters and all that shit from, you know, when they closed. Well, when they did close, I did walk in. They were, you know, they had to sell all their inventory. I bought one movie, because everything was marked down like crazy. It was like a few dollars for movies, and I didn't see anything I really wanted, but I did buy Toy Story 3 on Blu-ray. And the cool part was, is they gave you the case that that it came in, like the store case. So I do have a little piece of history for that store, that old brick and mortar. Fuck, I just, no wonder that shit's gone. Like, God, I mean, if everyone had the internet speed, like just a decent internet connection, I mean, across the globe, because there are places I obviously don't have it. It'd be gone. There would be nothing. No one would do it. Just no. I mean, I guess you still have to pay for the internet to do it. I mean, not everybody can afford a decent internet connection. And then you got to get the movie, and then you got to get the hardware to play it, and you got to do this. But there's a lot of workarounds these days, you know, I use my PlayStation 4 for this shit. Like, I buy a PlayStation 4, I plug it in, I have all the apps, I can do whatever I want. A lot of people don't. You could use a phone or a computer or a Amazon Fire Stick or a Roku, or I haven't used one of those in a long time, but I'm sure they have apps for all that shit, or Apple TV or blah 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 blah. There's so much shit. Fuck. So, yeah, buddy. I don't know. That was some good old ramblings about digital and physical media and old movie stores and shit. So, if you have any stories about your local old-ass movie theater with posters from way too long ago, I would like you to tweet at me. My Twitter is at PopConJacob, PopConJacob. Tweet at me if you want to talk about the show or any of the shit I talk about. If you hated the show, or you hate me, or you don't like me, or whatever, you just don't. Just listen to a different podcast. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening, and I will be back next week.